This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
My name is Marcy Prochowski, and welcome to A Taste of Sex Erotic Poetry Readings. One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco is a place of freedom. It's where people come together to explore their desires on a physical level, on an emotional level, on just a raw, raw, raw sensation level. We don't just write it, we live it.
My name is Marcy Prochowski, and we're here for a special edition of Erotic Open Mic, our Taste of Sex show. We are just finishing up a three-day weekend called Love Orgasm Taboo. It's an incredible weekend full of exploration. We had Cleo Dubois, who runs the Academy of SM Arts, come in. We had the Naughty Boys come in for demos. We had incredible lectures and exercises and transformation.
So stay tuned in, because we're going to turn you on.
So hold on tight, because we're going into the territory of Jessica.
This is a letter to my pussy. I feel you throbbing, pulsing, wet, full yet still hungry. Abundance oozes from you, a wealth of purpose, joy, community, and play. Because I found reason to surrender to you, I have all that I could have imagined possible. The depths to which I feel seem boundless. Your gift to me is all that I am, a treasure chest of sensation, emotion, fear, love, hate, joy, gratitude. Throbbing, pulsing, wet pussy. Tiny bubbles flow out from you, down my legs, across my belly. Bubbling, boiling desire, unfettered, untethered. If I can stay here, I am unstoppable. And here, I am most fragile. I want to follow you through the fear, to surrender to you. You know the way to the tiny room inside me, where my enormity resides. I want to live from this place. I want to keep choosing you. I am yours. I love you.
So, Carrie. Our delightful Carrie.
So our assignment this weekend was supposed to be a love letter to our genitals. Mine turned out to be something slightly different. Maybe more of a begging for reconciliation from a lost lover. I discovered you when I was just a wee little girl. I can't ever remember a time when I didn't know the feel of you underneath my hand. Well, I have no memories of it. Having slipped my chubby baby hands into my diaper seems entirely likely. I soon learned to have a love-hate relationship with you, though, through the adults that I loved and trusted. Even tolerant, open-minded parents, which I did not have, would have had to take evasive measures to prevent the refrigerator repair guy from checking out the little Cindy Brady lookalike grinding away at herself on the living room floor. So soon I learned not to touch that. And the whispered, "Go to your room," meant that touching you or talking about you was somehow bad or shameful, although I didn't understand why. Being the apt pupil that I was, I soon learned to enjoy your company illicitly behind closed doors and not to discuss you ever under any circumstances. I'm so sorry that I didn't pay you the attention that you deserved even then, but my attention was so often focused on the sound of footsteps coming down the hallway or the door opening with a conscientious adult checking up on me. So instead of relishing your company and fully enjoying our intimacy, I only got to know you in stolen half moments, coming as quickly as I could so that I wouldn't be caught with you. Thank God for Judy Blume, who taught me the term masturbation when I was 10. Other people actually touched theirs too? And it even had a name! I laughed in joy and in relief, and continued masturbating, even discovering the joy of inserting common household objects into you. I can only wonder if my parents ever did figure out what happened to the knife sharpener that went missing from the butcher block. That's true. I'm so sorry that your first experiences with sex were so fast, intrusive, and that you didn't get the attention that you so deserved. But my naive teenage brain really trusted and so desired those 30-year-old fucking hot bodybuilders that gave me so much attention and flattery. I'm sorry that over the years I harassed you, hated you, kept you secret, blamed you, and just generally felt disgusted by all of your fluids, smells, and ever-embarrassing large volumes of blood that oozed out on an ever-predictable monthly basis. I know that I've treated you horribly in the past, but the time has come for us to become friends and lovers again. I don't know exactly what I need to do in order to get you to regain my trust and to heal your wounds, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes for us to have the intense, intimate, fun-filled relationship that we were always meant to have, but never did. We're here at One Taste right now, and this is the first step in my commitment to honor you and to repair the rift between us. I feel like I'm stumbling blindly in the dark, and that all I can do is feel my way through to what feels to be the right step and trust my intuition and my deep self, and I hope that my attempts will be enough for you to forgive me one day. Thank you.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
Harmony, we have the delightful Harmony.
This is an ancient story, but it's also a story about my pussy. The knock came, but she did not answer. She had taken off her jewels. How could she put them back on? She had washed her feet. How could she defile them? In uncertainty, she stands, listening, breathless, to that other breath, his breath, behind the heavy door. It fades away. She puts forth her hand. Sweet-smelling myrrh drips slowly from her fingertips into the grooves of the lock. In secret stillness, the door cracks open. She wraps herself in veils and rags and walks the dark, twisted streets of Jerusalem. The women of the city peer out from shadowed doorways. Have you seen him whom my soul loveth? Their pale faces fade away. The guards find her. They beat her. They humiliate her and leave her in the street. And there a trembling starts. Her palace rises around her from ancient stones. Her servants ask, who is she who looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, terrible as an army with banners?
Ah, we've got gorgeous Christina.
Letter to my pussy. Dear pussy, you're so pretty. With your light pink lips that get flushed and red when you turned on. I love how you open and play, even though I neglected you for years. I know you're there, but I never thought you were that important. Now I know. Little clit, although you're small, you have sent me from the bottom of the abyss to the moon and beyond. You're like a holodeck, only I never know what ride I will go on with you until we're there. I know sometimes you'd rather stay in slumber, but once you come out and feel, you become ravenous. There's no way to satiate you. Thank God. Dearest pussy, I love it when you open and let the cocks in. I love how you surrender and feel every inch of them. You tease and nip and then swallow them whole. Slowly. There's a spot deep inside that's rarely touched. But when it is, it's like they touch my soul. Thank you, dear pussy. You're the one.
Now we have David.
Dear genitalia. I write to you while sitting in a nest, high up in a tree, where the hawks live, the top of my head, my face showing in the light of the sun. Down below me, I can see Julie Butterfly, who is down there below the canopy in the mid branches. She has a very earthy solar plexus. I write to express my deepest apologies from my sad, confused belly for not letting you out to play in the gardens of bushes, of soft, furry peaches, of juicy red plums, of Eve's glistening pussy as she pulls an apple from the tree, reminding me of where I know you want to be. Climbing mountains of breathtaking views, lifting hearts for a descent down, down all the way down into the deep valleys of rich, wet soil, grounding in a rock-hard seat of granite that was moved by the river that flows by as you hold on till you're ready to wade again. In the water, again, getting wet before the ascent up the other side of the valley, with glimpses of the heavens above and the heights you'll reach through the trees that sway in the wind, like emotions do and change. Up and down through these valleys until you expend yourself. Up, up and out like dolphins leaping, kangaroos jumping, and millions of flowers blooming. I am sorry, genitalia. I am sorry for mechanically jerking you around, like pulling sharply on a steering wheel in traffic to avoid missing my exit. An exit into all those places that help me keep you locked away in warehouses of stored tools, and old houses I've rebuilt, or in files of paper and cyberspace, in those places of drug shacks and bags of hopelessness and bottles of pain, in the apartments where I lost my mind. Genitalia, I'm sorry for having a strange relationship with you, like a hyena laughing away at its own desperate loneliness, screeching away at a sky that will never listen, and being bipolar with blizzards of whack-offs and followed by long stays in the desert, dry and gripping. And God, I am sorry for pushing all my blocked feelings and thoughts down into you when I thought I, God, was separate from nature. Going into box-like structures and calling that church, isolating you away from the rivers and the rain to protect you from the oceans of beauty, too big to absorb, in fear of drowning. And Buddhism is great and all, but I'm pretty sure you had a different kind of chanting in mind that would have looked quite out of place on the walls of that retreat cabin up there in the hills, deeply immersed in the woods, shoulds, and coulds. Dear genitalia, I want your nature to fly freely in the universe of my life. I want you to know you can come out to play. The door is open. You can come out to play now. Thank you.
So you've had a full experience, huh? Now you believe we don't just write it, we live it. I want to thank you for tuning in. This radio show has been brought to you by One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco and Personal Life Media. To contact us, please send us an email at onetaste@personallifemedia.com. You can also find out more information by going to personallifemedia.com or check us out at onetastesf.com. Thanks so much. Thanks for staying tuned in. And thanks, most of all, for staying turned on.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.